feet out of Sam Dixon. He walked out. I was on the Wednesday afternoon round. That is to start down round that end of the town on this side. And I used to finish up at Hassus, the German parsons. It was the last customer I done. And I just coming out of Hassus, and it was bloody pouring rain. I just come out of Hassus, and here's this bloke with an umbrella and overcoat on coming up the street. I said, "Oh, Sam out looking for me. Tell me to come home. It's too wet." But I passed it, he'd been out walking in the rain. He was wetter than I was.
He must have been a kind old
man. Oh, he was a good fella, Sam Dixon. He was a church man and all that. But still, he was genuine. He was a funny sort of a bloke. Funny sort of an approach, rough and that. But he was a hell of a good fella. I'll see him. I don't suppose you got a better bloke to work for. A lot of them didn't like him, called him a wowser and all that. But that was his business, the church. And that. But he never interfered with you. He'd help you and your job and that, you know. He'd tell you that you were doing something wrong, you know. He wasn't behind the door and that. He'd tell you he was doing wrong. And he was a great fellow, old Sam Dixon, in my book.
How much did he pay you a week?
12 and 6 a week when I was driving a cab. Big money then, 12 and 6 a week, driving a grocer's cab.
What about the horse? You have to look after the horse yourself, saddle it up?
Used to keep it down the butter factory. I'll send it to the butter factory.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, S.W. Dixon.
Yeah, he had the butter factory. Sent a lot of butter overseas during the war. Oh, he'll be turned out some butter over here. Keen, a bloke called Keen used to manage it for him. Yeah, we used to leave the horse and cow down there.
Walk back?
Bike. Be back at the shop before you close, for a closing up time.
What was the cart, sort of cart you have?
Ordinary horse and cart.
Two wheels or four wheels?
Yeah, two wheels.
Just a two wheel cart?
Oh, yeah, dray. It was bloody murdered. Taking the OS orders out of the station, that's your first job in the morning. You come down from the factory and back into the shop and load up with the OS, that was a stuck out the curtain line. You know, a lot of navvies and that up there in those days. In fact, they used to, a man in the shop used to go up there every month and do the trip through and take orders and that. Well, he used to nothing take two dray loads of the morning over. But he stuck to the station. That was your first job. Before the main street was done, as it is today, it was shaped like that. Crown on it. And I should say at least 18-inch crown. And then you get this load on, start off. Sam Dixon's wasn't bad. But when you got to the post office, that's when I started to get the hump on the back and the post office down to the goodshed. And you couldn't get on the top of the road because on account of other traffic, you got to keep on the left. And you'd be like that. And the bloody car would be going like that, wobbling. And then they done the main street up. That was a big thing they done here on the main street. And Joe Dooney was the back in charge. Made a wonderful difference. He knows his thing as a flood going down the street now.